I rode sleighing. Ah, what a great ride. Boy, it certainly turned the land, as one person put it, no longer the secret of Epcot. The place was packed all times during the day. When I went to get my fast pass, which was probably around 10:30, and I had a 1:15 and 2:15 return time. So that wasn't too bad. Food court, it was busy. It was just absolutely busy over there. It brought a lot, of course, along with the food line, so it just brought a lot of attention into Epcot, which isn't a bad thing. You know, we met a lot of nice people and all. But when I returned right at the very end, at 2:15 for my return time, and I got really lucky. I like practically walked right into the gate where they check your pass, and then as we were standing there to be let in, I was actually as geeky enough to realize that they were playing the Battlestar Galactica theme song. What that has to do with soaring, I don't know. But just as I sat there and announced that, I thought, how really lame is it that I recognize that theme song? But then as I was standing there and just taking a look around and videotaping the queue line, because you can, they were looking for a single rider. So I didn't wait at all. I practically walked right onto the ride. Enjoyed Putty. Unfortunately, I can't remember Patrick's real whole name there, as the flight attendant. I thought the movie was really cute and it fit the lightheartedness of the ride. So the ride itself, it was so much more than I was expecting. I obviously had heard a lot about it, so I knew to, notice the pine scent when they did the orange scent. It was great. The hidden Mickey on the golf ball, though, who actually noticed that? I have no idea, because that thing flew by me so fast. I never would have noticed it. It looked like a black spot. Wouldn't have noticed it was a Mickey unless somebody had told me to look for it. And then the final scene, of course, with Disneyland, just makes the whole thing that much more better. Really enjoyed it. For people with motion sickness, I wouldn't worry about it. The movement is very smooth. You know, the sign says be careful of drops and lunges and so forth and so on. I didn't feel anything like that. I thought everything fit with just what is supposed to be this very gliding motion. For people with a fear of heights, my husband gets a little squeamish with it, and I did tell him not to do it. Even with the bottom row at 10 feet, you really don't see much below you. I thought it would help somebody, the fact that you can look across and you see all the gliders, so to speak. It would help you feel more oriented instead of just being like lost in front of that big screen. But again, it really is pretty high up if you have at all a fear or something like that. Because the fact you're suspended, I would say you may not want to do it. It's almost like, if you've ever been to Universal and you rode their Back to the Future ride, or even more, they used to have the Haunted Barbera. I think it's Jimmy Neutron now. It's very like that, except for the fact that you are suspended high up into the air. That will give you a better idea, I think, of what it's like to be in front of that big screen, although the motion and everything, it has taken it a step up. For everybody else, I absolutely recommend the ride. I loved it. Going back on it again as soon as I can.